What a tremendously beautiful gift to gather today to anticipate the feast of St. Jose Maria Escriva during this Jubilee year. The Church is giving us so many opportunities to grow in our faith, whether we pilgrimage to Rome for the Holy Year, or whether we stay at home and undertake the pilgrimage of the Spirit, which leads to heaven, but can happen in our own backyards. In fact, one of the many gifts of El Padre's spiritual teaching is that even though holiness is itself extraordinary, because it is the free gift of God, we can pursue holiness in any state of life, in any place, and at any time. On October the 6th, 2002, I was present in St. Peter's Square when St. John Paul II canonized St. Jose Maria Escriva. And there's something incredible in meditating on the words of one saint talking about another saint. So I would like to share with you his words today. Those who want to serve the cause of the gospel faithfully will certainly encounter misunderstandings and difficulties. The Lord purifies and shapes all those he calls to follow him with the mysterious power of the cross. But in the cross, the new saint repeated, we find light, peace, and joy. Lux in cruce, requies in cruce, gaudium in cruce. Ever since August the 7th, 1931, when during the celebration of Holy Mass, the words of Jesus echoed in his soul, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all to myself, Jose Maria Escriva understood more clearly that the mission of the baptized consists in raising the cross of Christ above all human reality. And he felt burning within him the impassioned vocation to evangelize every human setting. Then, without hesitation, he accepted Jesus' invitation to the Apostle Peter, which we heard in the square, Duc in altum, put out into the deep. He transmitted it to his entire spiritual family so that they might offer the Church a valid contribution of communion and apostolic service. Today, this invitation is extended to all of us, put out into the deep. The divine teacher says to us, and let down your nets for a catch. To fulfill such a rigorous mission, one needs constant interior growth, nourished by prayer. Saint Jose Maria was a master in the practice of prayer, which he considered to be an extraordinary weapon to redeem the world. He always recommended, in the first place, prayer, then expiation, in the third place, but very much in the third place, action. It is not a paradox, but a perennial truth. The fruitfulness of the apostolate lies above all in prayer and in intense and constant sacramental life. This, in essence, is the secret of the holiness and the true success of the saints. It really is an incredible thing to realize how much holiness catches, right? It inspires other people. So to reread those words of St. John Paul II about St. Jose Maria Escriva is really an incredible thing and reminds us that when we do our duty with joy and cheerfulness and we pursue this great call to holiness, there's all kinds of incredible things that can happen in bringing other people through the gift of friendship on that way. This Jubilee year, this feast of a beloved friend in heaven and companion on the way, is an opportunity to dedicate ourselves once again to the adventure of the interior life, of grounding ourselves in deep and authentic interior prayer. The rule of life and norms of piety of Opus Dei provide an incredible scaffolding around a magnificent cathedral of divine love in the souls of all who see, in the smiling face of El Fundador, a living image of the God of hope. In an age in which many Christians have ceased to bear fruit, and dry bones mark so many people whose walk of faith might otherwise move mountains in this world, I encourage the friends of St. Jose Maria to continue to be generous with God and see what wonders that he can do through you. As St. Jose Maria Escriva wrote in The Way, stir up that fire of faith. Christ is not a figure that is past. He is not a memory that is lost in history. He lives. Jesus Christus, heriet hodie, ipset in saecula, says St. Paul. Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday and as he will be forever.